Chapter 18. Jehoshaphat allies with Ahab. Now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance, and he joined affinity with Ahab. After certain years, he went down to Ahab to Samaria. Ahab killed sheep and cattle for him in abundance, and for the people who were with him, and moved him to go up with him to Ramoth-Gilead. Ahab, king of Israel, said to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, "Will you go with me to Ramoth-Gilead?" He answered him, "I am as you are, and my people as your people. We will be with you in the war." Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, "Please inquire first for the word of Yahweh." Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, 400 men, and said to them, "Shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear?" They said, "Go up, for God will deliver it into the hand of the king." But Jehoshaphat said, "Isn't there here a prophet of Yahweh besides, that we may inquire of him?" The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "There is yet one man by whom we may inquire of Yahweh, but I hate him, for he never prophesies good concerning me, but always evil. He is Micaiah, the son of Imlah." Jehoshaphat said, "Don't let the king say so." Then the king of Israel called an officer and said, "Get Micaiah, the son of Imlah, quickly." Now the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, sat each on his throne, arrayed in their robes, and they were sitting in an open place at the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets were prophesying before them. Zedekiah, the son of Kenaanah, made him horns of iron and said, "Thus says Yahweh, with these you shall push the Syrians until they are consumed." All the prophets prophesied so, saying, "Go up to Ramoth-Gilead and prosper, for Yahweh will deliver it into the hand of the king." Micaiah prophesies against Ahab. The messenger who went to call Micaiah spoke to him, saying, "Behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one mouth. Let your word, therefore, please, be like one of theirs, and speak good." Micaiah said, "As Yahweh lives, what my God says, that will I speak." When he had come to the king said to him, "Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear?" He said, "Go up and prosper. They shall be delivered into your hand." The king said to him, "How many times shall I adjure you that you speak to me nothing but the truth in the name of Yahweh?" He said, "I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. Yahweh said, 'These have no master. Let them return, every man, to his house in peace.'" The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "Didn't I tell you that he would not prophesy good concerning me, but evil?" Micaiah said, "Therefore, hear the word of Yahweh. I saw Yahweh sitting on his throne, and all the army of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. Yahweh said, 'Who shall entice Ahab, king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead?' One spoke, saying in this way, and another saying in that way. A spirit came out, stood before Yahweh, and said, 'I will entice him.' Yahweh said to him, 'How?' He said, 'I will go forth and will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets.' He said, 'You will entice him and will prevail also. Go forth and do so. Now, therefore, Behold, Yahweh has put a lying spirit in the mouth of these, your prophets, and Yahweh has spoken evil concerning you. Then Zedekiah, the son of Kenaanah, came near and struck Micaiah on the cheek and said, Which way did the spirit of Yahweh go from me to speak to you? Micaiah said, Behold, you shall see on that day when you shall go into an inner room to hide yourself. The king of Israel said, Take Micaiah and carry him back to Ammon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, Thus says the king, Put this fellow in the prison and feed him with bread of affliction and with water of affliction until I return in peace. Micaiah said, If you return at all in peace, Yahweh has not spoken by me. He said, Listen, you peoples, all of you. Ahab's defeat and death. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramoth-Gilead. The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and go into the battle, but you put on your robes. So the king of Israel disguised himself, and they went into the battle. Now the king of Syria had commanded the captains of his chariots, saying, Fight neither with small nor great, except only with the king of Israel. It happened, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, It is the king of Israel! Therefore they turned around to fight against him. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and Yahweh helped him. And God moved them to depart from him. It happened, when the captains of the chariots saw that it was not the king of Israel, that they turned back from pursuing him. A certain man drew his bow at random and struck the king of Israel between the joints of the armor. Therefore he said to the driver of the chariot, Turn your hand and carry me out of the army, for I am severely wounded. The battle increased that day. However, the king of Israel propped himself up in his chariot against the Syrians until the evening, and about the time of the going down of the sun, he died.